In yesterday's testimony, the jury heard from four family members of the victims. They all gave heart-wrenching descriptions of the carnage that occurred when 36-year-old Chai Vang allegedly opened fire on a group of hunters after an angry confrontation over trespassing. Lauren Hesebeck said he felt helpless when his brother-in-law, who'd been shot in the stomach, asked him to give him his last rites as they waited in the woods together for help to come. There was conflicting testimony yesterday about how many shots members of the hunting party may have fired at Mr. Vang, but Hesebeck supported earlier testimony from Terry Willers that Vang fired first and then chased after some of the victims before shooting them. Vang had told investigators that Terry Willers shot at him first. Today, firearms specialists are expected to testify for the prosecution. Tomorrow, the defense team is expected to call Chai Vang to the stand to tell his side of the story. His attorney, Stephen Cohn, won't say whether Vang will claim he shot the hunters in self-defense, but in cross-examination questions this week, Cohn has tried to get witnesses to acknowledge they threatened Vang with racial taunts that may have provoked the shooting. Cohn said there may be a surprise witness with testimony that could support Vang's version of what happened. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.